Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. Today, let's talk about your behavior. Your behavior is a result of your self-esteem. How you show up is a direct result of your low self-esteem. How you show up for yourself, how you show up in relationships, how you show up in friendships, how you show up at work, at church, how you show up with your children, how you self-care for yourself, how you eat, how you exercise, how you meditate, how you write, how you speak, how you walk around, how you think, how you dress, how you think, how you drive, how you participate in conversations, how you shower, how you exist in life is a direct result of your self-esteem. Is it high or is it low? Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you have low self-esteem. And as I always say, it's okay to have low self-esteem. It's not okay to stay there. So your behavior is a direct result of your self-esteem. And you don't get to sugarcoat that. You don't get to lie about it. You don't get to dress it up and make it sound nice. It's time to address it head on. How you behave, how you show up, how you treat yourself and others is a direct result of your self-esteem. Did you know that people with low self-esteem often causes abuse as well? Did you know people with low self-esteem walk around not caring, sometimes, not everybody, but not caring how they look, how they dress? I said earlier that it's a direct result of how you shower. Some of us do not take care of ourselves. And as a result of our low self-esteem, we don't cleanse ourselves properly. And that's strange to hear, right? But when you don't feel worthy of yourself, if you feel low within yourself, then why would you clean the body that you don't like? Why would you clean the body that you created as a result of your low self-esteem? You don't eat properly because you don't feel you're worthy enough to eat properly. You don't exercise because you don't feel worthy enough to exercise. You don't treat people properly because you're waiting for them to mess up so either one of you can leave. You don't treat yourself properly because you don't believe that you deserve to be great. You believe you deserve whatever happens to you, and as a result, you just let whatever happens, happens. You don't try to change it. You don't try to do something different. You just allow what is to be. And I'm here to tell you that you can change the course of your life. You can change your esteem in yourself. You can change how you feel about yourself. You can change how you show up for work, how you show up for yourself, how you show up for your family, for your kids, for your significant other, for work, for whatever. If you understand that your low self-esteem can be conquered, it is an addiction, whether you want to realize it or not. All of us, in some form, are addicted to something. And just because you can't see my addiction like you see a drug addict's addiction or an alcoholic's addiction does not mean that the addiction isn't real. At least they are in some way bold enough to show us who they are. Those of us with low self-esteem try to hide who we are because it's easier to pretend than to accept. And it's time to accept. It's time to understand that you have created the reality that you are in. And it's tough. You don't like it. You may stop listening to this podcast. I'm tough enough to take it. But it doesn't change the fact that what I said is true. So let's talk about it. Email me, overcoming@batsjr.com. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your criticism. I want you to debate with me. Because I want you to understand that it's okay to talk about it. You don't have to suffer alone. You don't have to suffer in silence. I'm here. I'm a listening ear. And I'm not just here as an expert talking down on you. I'm talking to you in your face because I'm with you. I've been there and I'm still there. And I'm still fighting every single day to overcome my addiction. And it's okay to grab onto my hand and allow me to pull you with me. You don't have to make the mistakes I've made. You don't have to go down the road I've been. You can overcome faster, quicker, and I want you to. So reach out. Listen to this episode. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It will hit you, but it's supposed to. It's not a feel-good podcast. It is a transforming podcast. Thank you for listening. Let me know your thoughts. Don't forget to subscribe and rate, comment if you can, and share with a friend, and I'll see you next time.
Your thoughts. So I just identified your self-esteem is your view of yourself. It can be good or bad. But if you have a negative view of yourself, you have a low self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, you have a core belief system that is negative. If it's a core belief system that is negative, then what you also have is that core belief system makes you self-doubt, self-blame, self-critique. You see what I just did there? One system led to another system, led to another system, led to another system. I'll do that again so you can understand. Self-esteem is okay. If you have low self-esteem, it is because you have a low self-image of yourself. What does that image come from? That image comes from the thoughts and things and places you keep of yourself. That image comes from your beliefs. Those beliefs are powered by self-doubt, self-critique, self-blame. Here is what's super important here. All of what I just said will affect your behavior. Write that down. Your behavior is not your desires. Your behavior is a result of your self-esteem. How can you make good decisions from a place of bad self-esteem? Yeah, please open it up. You're more than welcome.
Me personally?
Uh-huh.
That right there, because I wrote down your behavior is a result of your self-esteem.
It is, absolutely.
It makes so much sense. Because I felt a certain way about myself. I reacted towards other people a certain way. I said certain things. I did certain things because of how I felt about myself. Because I had negative thoughts about myself. Because I had negative thoughts about myself, I responded negatively to people, sometimes purposely or not on purpose, but overall still hurting them because I felt bad about myself. So I reflected that off to other people, hurting other people.
That's right. And the people that treat you well, you're hurt. And the people that treat you like crap, you're loved. Your self-esteem needs it. It needs it. Listen, you cannot have a good decision that comes from bad self-esteem. like trying to have a good life with negative thoughts. Or trying to have a good cake with bad ingredients. Or a masterpiece painting from a bad artist. You just can't, you can't have something good come from bad self-esteem. Now, I'm not talking about you. We're identifying this. But here's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Your behavior has come from your low self-esteem. Watch it. I already proved to you your low self-esteem did not come from you. It was first introduced to you, and it became your core belief. So lean in. Listen to my next words. All the bad decisions you've ever made, they have been your responsibility. And they're yours to reap. But that behavior was never yours. Ever. The responsibility, that's yours. You made the decision. The harvest to come, that's yours. You made the decision. Not a victim, you made the decision. But your entire life is based on what someone else has told you to believe. Now, words of my friend and business partner, Tippett Smith, time to choose you. All your behavior up until this point, right? All your behavior up until this point, Tippett is a strategic coach of ours, by the way, and also my business partner, right? Just like to put that out there. But we call it Coach T around here. However, all the stuff that you've done, the way you feel right now, it is your responsibility. I'm not gonna let you off the hook. It's your responsibility, your harvest to reap, your decisions. The only thing you can control is your response to it, and you failed. However, had you grew up in a different place, with a different family, you wouldn't have made those decisions. That is now called a subjective truth or a subjective reality. So if I would have just changed one thing about your life and you wouldn't be doing it, why do you think this is my life? How can it be your life if I change one thing about it? You wouldn't do it. I'm trying to free you in lesson one. I'm trying to free you. I'm trying to make you understand that just because you behave this way doesn't mean that's who you are. It only means it was introduced to you, and that is how you chose to respond to it. And when you chose to respond to it and create a belief system behind it, that became who you are. But as a result of this class, no longer have to live in low self-esteem. Not another day. Because where it came from never came from you. Your response to it was always you. So, low self-esteem can affect your behavior at work. You'll consistently underperform. Cruise at 30. Right? Consistently underperform. You'll be a perfectionist. And you thought that was high self-esteem. Perfectionism is not high self-esteem. No. Let me get that away from you right now. That's you trying to prove to your grandmother, who's long dead and gone now, that you can actually do this right. That's you trying to prove to your mom, who lives in a completely different city to you, I'm going to show her I can do this right. Perfectionism does not come from places of high self-esteem. That's you fighting an invisible battle that no one else can see but you. Low self-esteem can affect your leisure time. Instead of reading books and getting better, you binge watch TV shows. You eat tons of ice cream instead of working out. Hard. Somebody help me to my car. You might take proper care of yourself, or you might not. If you have low self-esteem, you over-glamify yourself. It's not for you. It's so you're their makeup or it doesn't have to be makeup. I want to talk about women. Or the haircut you always keep every 3 days and the red Ferrari you drive. You're just overcompensating for your low self-esteem. You want people to look at what you can do instead of you. Does that make sense? You want people to look at what you can do instead of you. And that's why you have low self-esteem. Or you say, I'm gonna beat them to the punch. I'm just gonna let my body loose. I won't wash my hair. I won't do anything. They're gonna talk about me anyway. Might as well give them something to talk about. I'll laugh at myself. And if I laugh with them, it won't hurt so much. Well, that has been lesson one of overcoming low self-esteem. You guys volunteered for at least the first three. Give me some empathy starting off. And I'm so grateful. So grateful.